President Donald Trump and Russian counterpart President Vladimir Putin are due to meet later tonight in Helsinki. The summit comes after 12 Russians were charged with hacking in the 2016 US election. Yesterday, Mr. Trump openly called Russia a foe, but is still going ahead with the meeting today. I spoke with Professor Alexei Muravyev, Head of Social Sciences and Security Studies at Curtin University, and asked why has Donald Trump called Russia a foe right before this important meeting?
Well, I think we need to be quite clear about what Trump says prior to meeting Putin and what he is going to say to Putin during the meeting. Obviously, he makes these statements to avoid any possible criticism, given the fact that his advisors, anyone in Washington, was against him meeting with Putin. So for him to declare Russia a foe is a form of appeasement to his political opponents at home, so he won't be accused of being Putin's puppet and playing into the hands of Russia's president. With regards to having low expectations of the meeting, he understands that he cannot achieve major breakthroughs with Putin because he needs to recognize Crimea, he needs to effectively forget about Ukraine, he needs to do a lot of concessions to the Russians because Putin comes into this meeting from the position of strength.
In what way?
For him to meet or not to meet Trump wouldn't matter domestically or wouldn't matter internationally. It is Trump who increased his stakes by deciding to meet with Putin against the advice. So he needs to produce outcomes. It's more about moving the current stalemate in which Russia-U.S. bilateral relations is from sliding further down into perhaps sort of a reverse stage where you can start seeing signs of improvement. So while the Russians obviously want to see everything you say implemented, but then they also understand Trump is unlikely to deliver these promises simply because if he'll do it, he will be accused of playing into the hands of Putin and that Putin manipulated him in making those concessions.
He's also come with the comment that he thinks the European Union is also a foe. Why do you think he's made that comment?
Well, I think he's trying to put pressure on the Europeans for two reasons. He wants the Europeans to pay more for defense, so you need to look at it in the context of the recent NATO summit and all the public demands Trump made prior to that by simply forcing the Europeans to increase their defense expenditure. That would also mean more jobs for the Australian defense sector. And the second is geoeconomics of energy resources. Trump wants Russian gas out of Europe or the monopoly of Russia's oil and gas giant Gazprom effectively reduced and promote shale gas that U.S. companies trying to pinch to the Europeans for quite some time and secure through that a slice of European energy market. So Trump, as a businessman, is trying to give business to American companies, regardless of what they say, regardless of how they feel about him. And he knows that the majority of the Europeans supported Hillary Clinton, not Trump, so they despise him.
And mentioning Hillary Clinton there, of course, there's been some announcements recently from the US about the Russian involvement in the election. I mean, it's pretty certain now that there was some sort of Russian involvement, wasn't there?
Well, the Russians will continue to deny that, and so would Trump. In fact, if there is any certainty about where Trump and Putin are likely to agree, it would be about the question of interference in the U.S. election. But certainly the release of this new information specifically prior to summit looks more like a political move rather than part of an ongoing investigation.
They do seem to have this personal rapport, though, don't they? They do get on okay together.
They have chemistry. So, and so this meeting would be about actually doing business rather than getting to know each other. Personal chemistry helps. Inexperience of Trump as a political leader would not help him. I mean, for Putin, Trump is the third president he's seen during his time in the Kremlin. So Trump will have a massive challenge.
Professor Alexei Muravyev, Head of Social Sciences and Security Studies at Curtin University, ending that report.